Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free to bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features we have there for you. They're all totally free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, we give ours away, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Mark, you were telling me a little bit about some of the items that you have to discuss here tonight, and one of them sounded particularly outrageous. A cheerleader has been banned from the cheer squad because she refused to cheer for a man who raped her.
That's my understanding of the case. I've read through this one time. They withhold a lot of information. You're always wondering when you read these stories, what am I not getting? But let me read it to you. It's from rawstory.com. We get a lot of our show prep from rawstory.com. It's a great website. A former cheerleader did not have the right to refuse to cheer for a man that she claims sexually assaulted her. An appeals court has ruled. The girl, identified only as HS in a court documents, claimed that when she was 16, she was sexually assaulted at a post-game party by two students at Silsby High School in Beaumont, Texas. Then they give the two guys' names. Do you want those?
Don't care.
Okay. The girl said she was assaulted after the two men forced her into a room, locked the door, and held her down. A court declined to indict the men for sexual assault. In September, Bolton pleaded guilty to, that's one of the fellows here, to the lesser charge of Class A assault. He was sentenced to 1 year in jail, but that sentence was suspended, and he will remain free with 2 years of probation for an assault. He was also required to pay a $2,500 fine. I wonder to whom the fine went.
Not her.
Likely.
Fines don't go to the victims. Restitution goes to victims.
Yes. Yeah. Complete a community service program and an anger management course. Bolton returned to school and the basketball team for a short time before he ultimately pled guilty. During that time, school officials ordered HS to cheer for Bolton when the other cheerleaders cheered or go home.
That's outrageous.
It seems outrageous to me. Now, this is the time before he pleads guilty, but, he's already back. And she's like, I'm not doing it.
Right, as though whether or not the court's decision matters to her as to whether she believes she was raped by him.
This guy didn't really rape you until we said he really raped you.
Right, and so until the court says he really raped you, then you have to keep cheering for him. Is that right?
I guess that's what it is.
Wow.
So this is according to the First Amendment Center. While HS performed all the other routines, she refused to cheer for Bolton. Cheering coach Sissy McInnes then dismissed her from the squad. HS's parents sued the school, claiming her First Amendment rights had been violated, but her claim was denied by a 3-judge panel that decided, in her capacity as a cheerleader, HS served as a mouthpiece through which the school district could disseminate speech, namely support for its athletic teams.
So as a cheerleader, she is a mouthpiece for the school, not an individual.
Just so you know, cheerleaders, I don't think it was possible for cheering to look any less appealing to me, but thank you, 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, for proving me wrong.
Who is saying this? The article?
That's the salon's Tracy Clark Flory.
Well, I, on one hand, at first when you mentioned this, I was wondering if maybe she was a professional cheerleader and she was being paid to cheer, or
that's an interesting point.
And she was dependent upon cheering in order to maintain a scholarship, in which case there would even be a different, thing to consider.
Dynamic.
But the fact that she's in high school and they've pled guilty and
her parents have to pay for the school.
Yes, and that she isn't protected in her body is a... I'm speechless.
Yeah, this is stunning. I wonder how I would feel if it was a cheerleader for a national team. I can totally understand why a cheerleader wouldn't want to cheer for a player on a national team. I don't think you'd really notice. Cheerleaders don't really work that way for national teams. I don't see them go Robbie, go Robbie. Hmm. You don't really see that so much. They just kind of dance on the sidelines and get people's attention. But, you know, at that point, you're paid, to some extent, cheerleaders aren't paid nearly what the athletes are, paid to cheer for the team.
Yeah,
and if you don't want to cheer for the team, then I guess you
don't want your job anymore.
Right. You know, I mean, it's a terrible situation. And if our justice system was a little speedier, then you wouldn't have people out, say, playing football until they, you know, were locked up a year and a half later for a crime they might have committed. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking of the slow justice system here, how old is this girl now? She was 16 when this took place.
I don't have that information, but it's as I understand it, this one went through pretty quickly.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's looking that way. And really, all that's at issue here is the time from which it occurred to the time that the young man pled guilty. So that's the only time frame there. And she wanted her, obviously, I would imagine she wanted her job, her privilege, her cheering position back afterwards, and I think that the school probably wasn't giving it to her because she didn't follow the cheering rules.
I would love to see her other lady cheer people squad,
yeah,
you know, ostracize him and shun and
this,
give those two guys the full weight of what it means to.
Well, yeah, if the whole squad walked out, then
right.
that would
have changed
something.
Everything.
Yeah.
And this does sort of, you know, it does go to show, how much girls want to be on the cheerleading squad, because, you know, none of them thought of doing that, I guess. B, the power of, you know, a union, an organized strike, because if the girls said, no, we're not cheering this one game, that would have changed old Sissy's point of view pretty darn
real
quick.
Fast.
Yeah, that's Sissy McInnes here, the gal who kicked her off. You know, and I...
Sissy. What a name.
You know, she's the one I have the biggest problem with. Of all these people, the young men are going to rape young women, and I don't think it's okay or anything like that, but it's going to happen all over. When people in power say, well, look, you got to get out there and cheer for that boy.
And legitimize and
they legitimize
what
it,
they're
yeah.
doing.
This is what the sickest part of all this. You know, I'm not saying the young man did something that was fine, by no means. I just think that the person in power is saying that, you know, you're going to have to cheer for him or nothing else. You know, this...
Can you imagine the parents of this boy? What are they thinking?
They
knowing
probably don't
that
think
their
it happened.
Son...
Yeah, they probably think their son's a little angel and that he would never
it's
do
anything.
It's
got to be hard to accept. I mean, it's got to be very, very difficult for a parent to accept. And, you know, boys will be boys, and she probably was, you know, teasing them. And
her skirt was too short. She waxed that day.
Who knows what the idea?
She had a Brazilian. She was asking for it.
But I mean, you know, what guy would say, "Oh yeah, I did that," and you know, they're obviously going to say, "I didn't do it, Mom." And what's Mom going to believe? It seems to me that Mom's likely to believe what
her son
says, and so
because who would want to believe their son is a rapist?
Yeah. And how do you make restitution for this? This is a tough thing.
Well, that's one of those things that you can't ever make somebody whole on, right? It's like, it's not quite as bad as murder, but it's close because it can be pretty devastating. And there's just no, you can't make somebody whole. You can't take that one back. You know, no amount of money can necessarily finish that.
No, but
someone.
It can provide good therapy, a really yes. nice vacation,
sure.
education. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you'd think that at some point, therapy would be, you know, definitely a good thing. And then at some point or another, you know, there's a recovery time frame. And at that point, a step up in areas of education and you know, some kind of monetary support would be very helpful. But it would be an expensive restitution, that's for sure.
And, of course, all of this is presuming that he did, you know, did the act, right? I mean, because...
What did he plead guilty to the result for?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was a plea bargain,
yeah.
And who knows? I mean, there is always the question of, well, is she making it up?
It's tough. It's a tough scenario.
If it's her word against his, then you've got... that is a very difficult scenario.
Yeah, if she waited to, you know, report it, then... evidence has disappeared
right.
to some extent. That's, you know, that's
statistically
that
women don't go forward though.
Correct.
To
yeah,
and that's bad. That's horrible.
Right.
Yeah.
But for the very reason that they are told that they're whores or liars.
Here's a good reason why they don't.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to batterystation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 special, 357 magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry about it. We've got them all archived there for you. Right at the top of the website, you'll get the last 7 days worth, but that's not all. You click into the archive section, and then you can go all the way back to late 2006. All for free for you, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator.freetalklive.com. Hostgator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They have thousands of templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, they host WordPress, as I understand it. Use coupon. You don't have to use a coupon code because we've created the this portal for you, hostgator.freetalklive.com. You'll get your first month completely free if you go through there, hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So, have you guys heard about Bubbles, Officer Bubbles?
Yes.
You did. And Michelle, have you heard about Officer Bubbles?
I haven't heard of Officer Bubbles.
Well, Officer Bubbles is apparently a police officer in Canada. And frequently the Canadian cops kind of just, they have a better image than the cops in the United States, than a lot of the cops in the United States.
Yeah, their Border Patrol agents aren't great.
Officer Bubbles is seeking to change that. He was one of the cops who was at the G20 protests, or he was one of the huge security forces that they had lined up there to deal with the various different people doing whatever protests they were doing.
Various different things.
Yeah, at G20, which is, of course, this government, the big gathering of government people from around the world, where they talk about how they want to control people, I guess. And a young lady was nearby Officer Bubbles, and he did not have this name at the time.
Yes, he became Officer Bubbles through his actions.
Yeah, apparently his name is Adam Josephs. And he became Officer Bubbles because this young lady was blowing bubbles nearby Officer Bubbles. She had a little, you know, little wand, and she's dipping it
like
in her...
Like so?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Like you give a kid with the bubble mixture, and you blow through it, and it makes bubbles, and it's fun. Bubbles are fun. Well, Officer Bubbles did not find this very fun at all, in fact, and he was very, very upset. In fact, he threatened this woman, and there's video footage of all of this. She's blowing bubbles, and she's in close proximity to the police, no doubt about it. And he just, well, threatened her over the, you know, if one of those bubbles touches me, I'm going to arrest you for assault on a police officer.
Wow.
Bubbles.
Yeah.
Assault.
So, but his story doesn't end there. TechDirt.com has dug this up. Back at the G20 meetings, there were numerous stories of police overreacting and arresting protesters with little reason whatsoever. Perhaps the most noteworthy story that got attention was the story of Officer Bubbles, named Adam Josephs, who threatened to arrest a woman for assault if the bubble she was blowing landed on him. Then they put the video in their piece here, which is, I would say it's worth a watch. Officer Bubbles became a bit of an internet phenomenon, and others built on it, as normally happens in internet memes. Apparently, one person made a cartoon version of Officer Bubbles arresting various famous people, such as President Obama and Santa Claus. Because of that, Officer Adam Josephs has now filed a $1.2 million defamation lawsuit.
Against whom?
Well, he's not sure. The press reports were a bit unclear, with some saying he was actually suing YouTube, and others saying he was just asking YouTube to hand over the names, that is, the names of the people who commented on the Officer Bubbles video. However, Howard Knopf links to what certainly appears to be the legal filing in question, and Josephs is suing YouTube and is claiming that it's responsible for publishing the videos and the comments. While Canada, for whatever reason, does not have a Section 230 safe harbor protecting service providers from liability of actions of their users, this still seems misguided. It's pretty ridiculous to claim that YouTube is somehow responsible for these videos or the comments. However, as you can see in the filing above, which is 30 pages long, and we won't be reading that, in every instance...
it's written in legalese, too, I'm sure. It's awful.
Joseph's officer, Bubbles... appears to be accusing YouTube of publishing or republishing the works, thus making it liable. One would hope that Google would fight strongly over such ridiculous claims.
Yeah, I suspect it will.
As you read through the lawsuit, some of the YouTube comments Josephs is suing over are pretty silly, and it's difficult to see how they're worth a lawsuit. Here's one of the comments. Quote, true, probably wears the sunglasses while looking at himself in the mirror. End quote. Now, that may be a false statement, Though, can he really say he never looked at himself in the mirror with sunglasses? But does it really qualify to the level of defamatory? Similarly, another of the comments he's suing over reads as follows, quote, "Officer Bubbles probably looks at himself in the mirror a lot," end quote. Again, is that really defamatory? Other comments appear to be mostly opinion rather than any sort of statement of fact, like, quote, "It's a shame that the police are becoming uniformed bullies. It's sad when the local people tell them to leave their community," or it's bad, rather, when that happens. And, quote, "Nice going, Officer Josephs. You're a real hero and a true testament to the sorry state of law enforcement here in Canada, and a fine example of the kind of policing people had to endure during the G20 farce."
You know, and this makes perfectly good sense the way this guy is coming up with his lawsuit, because this is how a monopoly handles it. I mean, here's a person complaining about the service that they got from the law enforcement community, and rather than, you know, being able to send their money to some other law enforcement community or employ some other security organization, these people sue them over what they've said.
I think we should send them Bubbles.
Oh, I wonder if that's happened.
You know?
That reminds me of something. There was this cop that arrested one of the activists, Big Mike, out in Manchester.
Right?
When Big Mike brushed by him, and we talked about this at the time that it happened, Big Mike was trying to leave an area. They told him he could leave after he was being detained for a bit. And as he was leaving, he had to cross between two of the police. And they didn't give him a lot of room to do that. So he kind of turned his body to the side to minimize his profile and walked through the small opening between
right.
the two cops, accidentally brushing up against one of the cops. That's when they arrested him for assault on a police officer.
Yeah,
and Big Mike's not big.
No.
I mean, you call him Big Mike.
He's about my size.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what happened with that case. I wish I could recall. I don't know if they dropped the charges or what ended up being the... Maybe it hasn't even gone to trial yet. I don't remember. Maybe somebody does remember. They can refresh me on this. But the relevant point is that some of the activists were sending that guy pink panties afterwards.
Yeah.
And
little girls' panties.
You know, they figured out.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Right. They figured out who the cop was.
Funny stuff.
They were doing that. But the point really
was. Can you imagine how outraged this dude is?
Oh, I know.
Well, I went to the tea panties. Party this weekend, and I met somebody who knows this cop. So, like, one of the people that was out there was his friends with that very same cop, and he was telling me that he and his buddies are constantly razzing him for this. Like, constantly razzing him for what he did to Big Mike. And he acknowledged that. He actually mentioned to me that he had he was telling his friends that he was receiving the panties and things like that.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So apparently he took it in stride. The guy took it, you know, pretty decently. He didn't get upset about it.
Really, and, he was acting like a flaming jerk in that video.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, that's some strong pressure that he's receiving. He might not act like a flaming jerk in the future.
I just thought it was interesting.
Bubblicious.
Yeah, that his friends gave him a hard time over it. So that's good news, right? 800-259-9231. Maybe a little more about Officer Bubbles here in a little bit, and your calls about what you want. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features that we have there for you for free. So head over there and you'll find stuff like our news updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via the emailed updates, or you can do Twitter or Facebook or all of the above. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
New advertiser. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you will save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. I have checked out this company. I've gone through the process. I know that there's a lot of foreign pharmacies out there that'll rip you off. This isn't the case. They're based in the United States, and I actually know the owner. It's meds.freetalklive.com, and so it doesn't matter whether you've got a prescription for Boniva, Amplify, Lipitor, Cialis, Viagra, whatever it is, Nexium, meds.freetalklive.com.
Alrighty, so we're here. Michelle joining us tonight. Thanks for coming in. You're kind of our new Monday night co-host, by the way.
Yay! Lucky me.
That had not become aware of that. Gardner Goldsmith used to come in, and he's just such a busy guy. He hasn't been in for a couple months, and so I told Gard, hey man, sorry, we've got a pretty lady that wants to come in here every week, so you're out.
He's very generous. I'm sure he
But Gard knows if he's got an open invitation, if he wants to come out here and sit in,
we'll squeeze him in.
One night, we will find a way to make that happen, because he's still a friend of the show, and we still love him. And you can go and visit Gardner over at LibertyConspiracy.com. It's just that he's got to drive an hour and a half, and you don't have to drive, what, half an hour?
Even less now.
You're closer to Keene.
We don't have to say where I'm living.
Right, of course not.
Closer.
Mm-hmm. But that's great news, too. So 800-259-9231. The story is about Officer Bubbles. And I'm sure you can find this video if you just go to YouTube and search for Officer Bubbles. Although at this point, I imagine that's also going to come up with a number of parodies and videos that to make fun of Officer Bubbles, because apparently Officer Bubbles has become an internet meme. He has become this, you know, this fun little concept that floats around and that people pick up and they enjoy. And he doesn't like that very much. He is, in fact, suing for $1.2 million, suing YouTube, trying to get YouTube to reveal the identities of the people who are anonymously commenting on his video, or on the video of Officer Bubbles.
Or use that moniker at all, is what I just read, actually.
Oh, you've been reading through the...
I read a different one, but yes, he said any cartoon or moniker referencing Bubbles, he would like to sue them.
Now, Mark, you made a point about the government being a monopoly and that they don't have to care about customer service, and that's all true. But even with the government police monopoly, at least here in the so-called United States, there have been lawsuits regarding the police and their behavior, say, when somebody comes by and flips them the bird. And those court decisions have typically ruled that the police just have to take it. They just have to grin and bear it. You know, they are not allowed to, supposedly, they're not allowed to arrest somebody for saying something to them that they don't like. Now, that won't stop them from doing so, or won't stop them from making up some sort of disorderly conduct charge and hitting you with that. But in theory, at least, the police are supposed to be able to handle people being verbally abusive towards them.
Yeah, that's the idea of a professional police officer.
Right, right. You keep your cool, professional police officer. You do your job, and don't you worry about what somebody might say to you or the finger that they might hold up to you. And
right. Well, and regarding the video, I don't know if everyone has seen it, but since you, on the break, I went ahead and took a look.
Mm-hmm.
This girl is just delicate, and he's big and strong and massive, and actually looked right at her and said, if one of those bubbles touches me, I'm arresting you. Touches you? Yes.
Yes.
Even his partner looked like, are you kidding?
Yeah, she looked at him like he was nuts.
And then he says something like, there could get soap in her eyes, or something like that at one point. That's a paraphrase of what he says, but... detergent. He uses the term detergent. There's detergent in that, and it could get in her eye. So, meaning his, her being his partner.
All the people that have been blinded by soap bubbles.
Right, that's why they give them to children to use, because it's so dangerous to get a soap bubble in your eye.
I don't think it's kind or convincing or a good idea to go flipping birds at cops or anything like that. But this is, it's supposed to show, you know, the level of professionality that a police officer is supposed to maintain. I mean, they're there as public servants. Sometimes servants aren't treated in the best fashion, right? Mm-hmm. And a professional servant should be able to handle that. For God's sake, they get compensated enough for it.
Yeah. So this guy is just out, just totally ludicrous. And, of course, as TechDirt points out here, and it seems like this is a fairly liberty-oriented blog, at least some of the stories we've seen, they point out that he's just making it worse for himself by filing this lawsuit. Because in this 30-page document, they've got excerpts of what has upset Officer Bubbles on YouTube. And as TechDirt points out, even in the cases where comments were a bit more stringent, it's hard to see how they could be seen as anything more than just angry venting. The Toronto Star spoke to one of the still anonymous commenters who said he doesn't even remember what he wrote, but he was just angry about what he'd seen. According to the lawsuit, his comment was, quote, if this steroid-addicted Nazi has children, they must be so embarrassed. In other words, your typical YouTube-style anonymous comment. Sure, you could argue that claiming that he was steroid-addicted and a Nazi might qualify as defamation, but taken in context, would anyone reading that comment really believe the commenter knew Officer Josephs and was actually alleging he was addicted to steroids and a Nazi, or would they assume that it was just someone upset by the way Officer Josephs acted?
I think we should find out whether or not he's purchased any bubbles and give them to his children and then claim that he's contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Yeah, assaulting the heck out of his kids with these soap bubbles.
Providing weapons to his children.
I hope this guy doesn't have children.
I just love the idea of sending the bubbles to him. I think that's the first idea you had, Michelle, was stellar.
I would hope someone has already come up with that one, but if not, someone should act on that. It's just amazing looking at this case where this cop is so overreacting, as Tech Dirt points out that in the meantime, by filing this lawsuit, about the only thing that Officer Bubbles has done is call a lot more attention to his initial actions, because I had not seen this video until I saw this news, and reinforced the idea that he seems to totally overreact to rather benign situations. But I guess if you're going to arrest a girl for blowing bubbles in your direction, and she was arrested for something, suing YouTube and suing people for mocking comments that no one actually believes, probably seems to be equally intelligent. I mean, if somebody comments, I mean, I've got a blog at freekeen.com, and there's open commenting there. Anybody, any jackball can show up and put any old name they want to in there,
and
they can say pretty much whatever they want. We do reserve the right to, you know, delete something if it is, say,
particularly disgusting.
Yeah, uncalled for. Racist, for instance, violence. We don't like violent talk and racist talk at freekeen.com. Your comment will be deleted in that case. But saying something about somebody you don't like, I mean, there's people on there critiquing me and the other bloggers all the time.
Yeah.
And any time that you are visible publicly, you need to be able to handle people critiquing you and saying mean things about you.
This raises the value of your blog. It says that if you comment here, your comment will be valued enough that we won't delete it. We care about what your opinion is, and not only can
care
enough that you'll allow them to have their opinion. Try to go on a cop forum and do some commenting. It's happened before. They will delete your posts. Officer Bubbles essentially is trying to do the same thing with the legal system. He's going to get his hand slapped, and he's going to waste his time doing it. But
I hope it makes it to court, and they can waste all that money on that, and bring all kinds of exposure, and people can really humiliate and embarrass him.
I hope so too. This guy totally deserves it. Every bit he gets, he totally deserves it. 800-259-9231. And what if it does make it to court? And what if YouTube is forced to reveal the IP addresses? So what? So that's not going to identify who actually made the post.
Right.
More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
I want to give something away.
Oh, hey, we're on the air. Michelle wants to give something away, which we might just be able to do. We might just be able to do that, but not right now. So stay tuned for your chance to win some Totosacks.
I gave it away a long time ago.
Michelle's here with us. Michelle Seven joining us tonight. And as usual, Ian and Mark, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. Now, head on over there, and if you support this program, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the total purchase. So it's money that would be going to Amazon as profit, but they send it to us because we're sending them the business. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. More cop news, since we were talking about Officer Bubbles there, and maybe we're going to get sued next because we're talking about him. More cop news. This one a little more closer to home. We do the show from New Hampshire, and all of us moved here as part of the Free State Project. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project here in a little bit. But there's some folks that are liberty activists that live up in the Weir, New Hampshire area, and the word on the street is that the Weir cops are some of the worst. That, I mean, generally cops in New Hampshire seem to be a cut above, that from my experience, at least out here in the Keene area, a cut above at least the southern cops that I've experienced down in Florida. But I don't know if that applies to the Weir Police Department. There are allegations regarding the Weir Police Department involving themselves in selling cocaine, for instance.
I have heard these allegations.
Just to give you some idea of how bad these cops are supposed to be. And we frequently talk about corrupt cops on this program, and there are story after story after story. Weeks, every single week, there are multiple corrupt cop stories that come out. Folks over at StopTheDrugWar.org do a good job with those. I've actually got some for tonight. If we get a chance, we'll share them with you. But frequently, we'll talk about the absence of the good cops, because a lot of the cops that call in to defend their jobs will say something to the effect of, well, those are just a few bad apples, those corrupt cops that we might be discussing. They're just a few bad apples. 99% of cops are good guys, and we're doing good stuff, and blah, blah, blah. This is kind of the excuse, the cover story. And it's nonsense. Because there are a lot of other cops that have called in to say, look, that's a bunch of crap. I'm a former police officer, and the corruption rises through the ranks. There's corruption all over the place in police departments. And I used to know a New York detective who told me that every cop he knew was corrupt.
Wow.
I don't know. For whatever that's worth, right? So on one hand, you got the cops that say, oh, 99% of cops are good guys, and it's just a few bad apples. And then you got the other cops that say, yeah, they're pretty much all corrupt. So somewhere in the middle might be the truth. I tend to lean towards the cops that are saying they're pretty much all corrupt because they don't have a horse in the race. They're retired. They've been there. They've done that. They're not trying to cover for the department anymore. And I wonder about the cops that say that it's just a few bad apples. I wonder if they are the bad guys themselves.
Well,
it's hard to tell.
So my experience, and I worked in close proximity to law enforcement officers. These were correctional officers for many years. And my experience was that you were talking about maybe a quarter of them, and some worse than other this quarter that were bad, guys that were dangerous, just bad.
Bad is different from corrupt, right? Because corrupt could just mean taking a little bit of money or taking some drugs here and there, or selling some drugs that you've taken.
In my opinion, when you're talking about somebody who does little things like that, you're talking about just about everybody can be talked into it. Imagine for a second you're a correctional officer and somebody offers you $10,000
sure,
to sneak
in
a bag of marijuana.
They're corrupt. Corrupt. They're not supposed to be doing that as part of their job.
Fine.
And so what the question has been in the past, well, where are these supposedly good cops? If there are good cops out there and they know that there are bad cops in their ranks, why aren't they being good cops and outing them? Why aren't they being good cops and reporting them?
Well, that's very, very, very
here
difficult.
Here is why. The story from unionleader.com. The state attorney general's office has cleared, thankfully, a former Weir police sergeant of manufacturing child pornography.
Oh.
That's a pretty serious charge, right? That's how did this former sergeant end up with a charge of manufacturing child pornography? Well, former Sergeant Lou Chattel was investigated after a complaint was launched against him by Weir Police Chief Gregory Began and Lieutenant James Carney. News of the allegation broke in August when Chattel filed a complaint under a whistleblower law with the State Department of Labor against the police department, alleging Began and Carney made a bogus child pornography complaint against him as part of a series of harassing acts since 2009. It's the most shocking action taken by management against an employee that I've ever seen, according to Chattel's attorney. The chief of the Criminal Bureau of the Attorney General's Office confirmed yesterday investigators found no evidence that Chattel manufactured child pornography. Campbell provided the New Hampshire Union Leader with a letter prepared by Young and the Assistant Attorney General, that exonerates Chattel. Young confirmed the authenticity of that letter. According to the whistleblower complaint and the letter, Chattel brought home a police department-issued laptop computer containing child pornography images as part of a criminal investigation. Chattel was preparing case documents and brought the computer home to expedite the process. He said in his complaint that he was admonished by Carney the next day for bringing home the computer, and he agreed to not do it again. In Young's letter, she said authorities forensically analyzed both the department laptop and Chattel's home computer with negative results. The forensic examiner did not find any evidence that Chattel either illegally possessed or distributed any images of child sexual abuse. The letter went on to say that while there's no basis to charge Chattel with manufacturing child pornography, the department can implement its own policy prohibiting the practice of bringing home laptop computers with such images.
Well, okay, that's all fine and dandy, but, taking it home, that's a warning. That's not anything else.
The chief of police there in Ware would not comment when reached by phone, but when asked if he thought the child pornography complaint was appropriate, he answered, yep. This really demonstrates the lengths that Weir Police Department Chief Began and Lieutenant Carney will go to slur Lou Chattel in an attempt to destroy his career and get rid of him. This allegation, as the AG says, is completely baseless. And I wonder if there'll be any kind of punishment for this police chief for bringing a false complaint against one of his former officers. Campbell said a hearing with the Department of Labor to discuss Chattel's whistleblower complaint has been scheduled for later this month. Aside from the child pornography allegation, Chattel says he was removed from his position as police prosecutor in favor of an attorney that Carney knew personally. He also alleged that a hostile work environment took place after several incidents between him and Carney happened in late 2009. Those alleged incidents, including Carney allegedly forcing Chattel to falsify a police report on a drug case and writing him up for diverting a patrol officer from detail to respond to one of two car accidents that happened within 10 minutes of each other. Aside from the whistleblower complaint, Chattel reported to the AG's office that several Weir police officers falsified timesheets for working pay details. That investigation is ongoing.
That's stealing, folks.
Wow. Chattel stopped working for the department in March after he was removed from the prosecutor position. After tapping his medical benefits leave, he was officially terminated in July. So, in short, this guy was maybe a little more of an honest cop compared to the rest of the Weir Police Department. He decided to try to do something about it and ended up with a charge from the police department, the head of the department, the chief, that he allegedly manufactured child pornography. That's something that's pretty difficult to defend against. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of those charges that it doesn't matter if you get exonerated later on. People hear that news. They hear that, you know, officer so-and-so.
You're associated with filth forever.
Right. Even if the AG's office comes out with this statement saying, no, he didn't do it. We're certain this is this charge is nonsense. We're dropping this charge. That's great. I'm glad that got publicized. I'm glad that he's getting some sort of publicity for that happening. But what about all the people that heard about it the first time but didn't hear about the update?
They always wonder, though. Oh, you know, the legal system, it's full of loopholes. Mm-hmm. All kinds of innocent people are going free, or guilty people are going free. They just release them all the time, because Hollywood would have you believe that that's the case, that people just get off all the time. All you have to do is hire a slick lawyer and bam, bam, bam. You know, it's all you have to do is talk to somebody who's really dealt with the legal system, and in fact, it's not that way at all. The juries tend to believe that, well, the cops wouldn't arrest you if you weren't guilty, and the prosecutors wouldn't be bringing the case if you weren't guilty.
Also, the way questions can be posed. So, did you print that, or did you do the filming of that pornography? Did you? So, the no matter how it's answered, even if he says, no, I didn't film it, or no, I wasn't responsible for taping it, it's still presumed that it's his. And you're not offered the opportunity to really defend yourself and have it retracted. And then if exonerated, there needs to be restitution to him.
It really just didn't set him up well enough, honestly. They just, these corrupt cops, allegedly corrupt cops in Weir, New Hampshire, did not do enough of a job to really frame this guy. Because, as I said here, the Attorney General's office exonerated him. But nonetheless, this is a perfect example of what could happen to a supposedly good cop who outs the corruption from within his ranks. Punishment from the inside that can result in some pretty serious consequences. So it's usually better for them to just keep their mouths shut and go on collecting their paychecks.
Yeah, that's the safe bet.
Who wants to deal with being charged as a child pornographer? Mm. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.